Always an honor and a joy to be with the group field and yeah, participate, contribute, each of its does, and wholeness, and the palpable wholeness of that. Thank you for the gifts. So we wish it forward. I wish it forward, anyways. Did everyone find their peeps, you know? Brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers of the heart, of shared interests. But an interest goes close to as many shared interests that bring, you know, not nice things into the world. So shared interests, even a shared dedication, which again, there's a lot of people dedicated to a lot of things that aren't beneficial to anybody, including themselves in the now and karmically. So, you know, find your peeps and share in that which is beneficial, all around beneficial. How marvelous. And to me, that brings up the word natural again for me in this moment. So right away, I want to contemplate. My whole essence just wants to slip into natural, finding your people, finding something that is shared and having magnetized it, having it supported. You know, we get together online. When we do, it's supported. And you support it, right? Didn't even have to ask for donations to pay for the services, the online services and so forth, because everyone paid, you know, everyone contributed so much the year before. It was socked away. So support, you see, natural. How natural generosity and supporting one another is because of benefit, because it's a natural instinct for goodness, goodness of heart. Trungpa Rinpoche calls it basic sanity and basic goodness. So let's contemplate again this idea of natural, instinctual. And how natural, there's a natural orientation, there's an orientation to natural. And think of nature even in that regard. Now add a reflection on attention. Attention is natural too. Little, newborn babies, although they can't see well, they'll still try to focus, on light or something that is moving. So attention, where we put it, what draws our attention immediately, of course, are, we're constantly drawn. Our attention is drawn. We all have the natural capacity, as does every being on the planet, to place our attention. Modernly, for a variety of reasons, it's getting less simple where our attention goes, and therefore the sustained quality of attention. Hence, all the terms we're familiar with, attention deficit, distraction, and so forth. So contemplate that attention as natural and contemplate it personally. And so now, with attention and intention, we settle. We use our contemplation as part of our settling. And feel right now your awareness, your attention. For me, I always feel mine near my eyes. Where is yours? And when I bring attention to that fact of location, a felt sense, for me, it expands, it opens. How about you? And then feel its naturalness. We didn't do anything odd. Everything we just did was quite part of our normal day. But notice it's tangible, it's tactile, where your attention is. And it required some effort because we brought attention to our attention. That was the effort. We brought attention to our attention. Now, the effort is to use attention as an object of meditation, so we're going to place our attention on attention. One pointedly, with as little distraction as possible, but distractions will come and go, so we don't pay attention to them. The focus is focus. When you feel that you can relax that focus and stay focused, that's fine. But find that sweet spot. It will be natural, the sweet spot. Exert. And relax. Exert again and relax within your time frames. The focus is focus, one-pointedly. Even if the whole 20 minutes is exerting effort, that's all right. Don't get a headache. Don't scrunch your head. Settle again and breathe. We take a long, so deep breath. And a small. As you go through your day, you might question, why are we doing this? For balance, to undo the lopsidedness that we've spoken about many times over our years together. Love you all. Great your day.